Okay, we're going to come back to our discussion from yesterday. Before that, I'd like to be makdim one kolistik idea that has to do with the rabbah here in this din. In the Shulchan Aruch, it brings our halach in Siman Pei, the din of Tayin, the chayz of Tayin. And the Ramah is that this is all of it's not Teich Kedei Dibur. Teich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. If somebody says Tain in Bezen, and he wishes to change his Tain to Teich Kedei Dibur, meaning before he stops talking, the Shir's Man of Teich Kedei Dibur, which is three words, if at that time he wants to be Tayyim v'chayz v'tayyim, that he could do no matter what. Chiyuv l'ptor, ptor l'ptor. He could do whatever he wants because we have a klal and shas that Teich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. L'chayra, that makes a lot of sense. I don't see any of the Mepharshim have any kashas on it, and that's fine. Problem is, I'd like to share with you what you say from Teich Kedei Dibur and see, it seems to be a stira to one of the Yisaidis in Teich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. There's a Gemara later on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that a father is believed to say about his son Benihu. The father is Neman to say about someone, to say someone was not Musik to be his son. He's now saying, this is my son. So the Pasuk says, there is a custom of Yakir. Yakir lost his life Mishnayim. The father has a kayach hakara to say, Benizah, and to identify him as his Bechar. Gemara learns that he could say someone's a mamzer or not a mamzer. The person has a nemonis, like two Aden, Yakir, to say that someone is his son. The father has such a nemonis, even though he may be mastered in the other son. Now this person is going to get a chelik in Yerusha. But a person is believed, if there is a custom of Yaki, to say Beniza. The Gemara says, if he says Beniza, and then he changes, he says Avdiza, he's not my son, he's my Eved, he's living in my house. First he says he's my son, and then he changes to Avdi. So he's not Neman to change. Once he was Yakir, once he recognized the son, he can't later on say, no, Avdi. Zot Rashbam, Afilu Teich Kedei Dibur. Even Teich Kedei Dibur, after he said Benizah, he can't change and say Avdi. As I state in the Rashbam, so the Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Tes is Matzmiyah. We have a rule, Teich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami. So why here should we not say the rule of Teich Kedei Dibur, Kedibur? This is the Kashan of the Rashba. Stipler, in the Chelik Hay, there are stiplers printed on the Masechtis, and then there are the old stiplers which are printed in Talakim. There in Chelik Hay, Simin Chof Hay, the stipler collects a few such places where Teich Kedei Dibur doesn't work. And he gives you a site to try to explain why, by Yakir and a few other places, Teich Kedei Dibur is not Kedibur Dami. In the Chayr we have a cloud. The Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So why, by Yakir, don't we say Teich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami? Well, he brings another example. By Shavya Anashe Chaticha Disura. What's an example of Shavya Anashe Chaticha Disura? A man says, Kidashti Ploimus. A man says, I married this and this woman. And she says, Lehevla Nevra. And there are no witnesses. When he says, Kidashti Ploimus, although he's not Neman and Bezdin, but Shavya Anashe Chaticha Disura, he's not allowed to marry any of her Karaitim. Because since he said about her that he's married to her, Shavia Nafshi Chatichet Yisura, and he's also to marry her mother, her sister, her daughter, because he made it Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu is married. And the Ran says, by Shavia Nafshi Chatichet Yisura, that even Tachidei Dibur, he can't be Chayza. He can't change his mind, Tachidei Dibur. Weiter, the what? Well, he needs to give her a get for his sake, not for her sake. But even if he gives her a get, it'll still be us in her private. But giving a get doesn't help them. So there also, the Chalkas Mechaikak and Ebene Ezra Simim and Zayin, the cut and dalit, is Matzmiya. That we have a cloud, Tachidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So again, why can't you be chayz? So the stifler is masber as follows. He says, what is Tachidei Dibur? Tachidei Dibur, he starts by being masber. Tachidei Dibur is not just pshat that you're allowed to contradict what you said before. We find a din that if someone rises kriya, someone thought a relative of his passed away. He rises kriya. It turns out the person didn't pass away yet. He passes away an hour later. So it's not a good kriya. The kriya doesn't count. Because the person was still alive. So that kriya is not a kriya. If someone rips kriya, and the relative dies Tachidei Dibur when he rips kriya, afterwards, but a second after, he's there in the stuff, the person's dying, he sees the person died, he rips kriya. And since there, the person died right after the kriya. So the halacha is it's a good kriya. But the stifler, so what does that mean? He rips kriya, and Tachidei Dibur afterwards the person died. It's not pshat to change his mind. Nobody changed their mind. Right? Nobody changed his mind. Now he changed his mind. Now the mace changed his mind. There's no Indian of changing minds. We see Tachidei Dibur is pshat that when two things happen within Tachidei Dibur, it's as if they happened at the same time. The amount of time that Tachidei Dibur is insignificant, it's as if they happened at the same time. That's the idea of Tachidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Memela, so why did they happen at the same time? So they happen at the same time, the kinda that the person is saying now is true, is not considered to be a stira to something he was already minded to. It's not a stira to Aizas Baldin Kameya Eden. It's not a stira to something he said earlier. Because when he said something earlier, and now he wants to change it, it's only a promise he said the other one first. So no, we say it's not as if he said it first. It's if he said it simultaneously, and he could pick whichever one he wants, it should work. So the Stifler says that's true in all Haidas Baldin Kameya Eden Dami. I'm sorry, that's true in all Tachidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Except where one Dibur has a bigger kayak than the other Dibur. If you say two Diburim simultaneously, so the din of Tachidei Dibur Kedibur Dami is Mechadish. It's as if you said it simultaneously. You can pick whichever one you want. The person says at the same time, someone says at the same time, then he switches to Yahya Sukha says it. He realizes he made a mistake. So he could take whichever one he wants. Because it's as if he said it simultaneously. And there's a din of Tachidei Dibur Kedibur Dami, which is just like you said it together. And then maybe whichever one you want, that's the one that counts. You'll see in a minute, no. He says that's when both are equal. when one was granted a special nemanis by the Torah,
a special kayak by the Torah,
that it doesn't help that you say two things together. One is stronger than the other, it remains strong. By Yaakov. A man says Beniza, then he wants to switch to Avdiza. And we say, Tahir, they did, we say it together. But this title is not going to help you. Because when you say Benihu, he's my son, the Torah gave you a nemanis like two Aiden. You say Avdihu, you don't have a nemanis like two Aiden. You're an Eidecha. If it's simultaneously you say something that you have a nemanis like two Aiden, and a nemanis like one Aiden, you can't simultaneously, if you say them both together, the one that has the stronger nemanis is an automatic winner. It's the one that carries the day. So if you said a Yakir, the Yakir carries. Same thing in the case of Shavi Anashi Fatihani Surah. A man walks into bed. He says, Kadashi Plainis. He married within his home. Why is he Neman? There's a concept of Shavi Anashi Fatihani Surah. It says, Begabi the world, not Neman. One person. He says, he married. He's no Neman, it's Begabi the best. The Torah is Mechadish again. Shavi Anashi Fatihani Surah. That a person about himself could create Yisurim. Was Nemo Megabe himself. The Shavi Anashi Fatihani Surah. The Torah gave you a Nemonis Megabe yourself. If you say this piece of meat is treif, Megabe yourself, you believe. If you say, I married this woman, Megabe yourself, you believe to ask the Christ. The Torah gave a kayak to Shavi Anashi Fatihani Surah. So if you're going to say it at the same time as Mekadosh Plainus, and then you'll say, no, I wasn't Mekadosh Plainus. You say that simultaneously. They're not equal. You can't pick. Because the Torah gave a stronger kayak to Shavi Anashe Chatikadi Surah than to a not Shavi Anashe. So when you say two Diburim simultaneously, and one is inherently stronger, that one carries. It's a very geschmackes stipler because it answers kashes besides what he brings all over the place. In Dinam of Tekadei Dibor, he himself is a third example. The person says, this is hegdish. The person takes his animal or takes his object, and he says, zu hegdish. So you have a kayak, and an animal to make it to kashe in his bayach. A chafetzin to make a kashya by the chabayis, say zuhegdish. And in Torah Kedei Dibur, you want to retract. You want to say, no, I changed my mind, it's not hegdish. So the Gemara says, this is the Gemara says, Torah Kedei Dibur, we're done with chutz, and one of the chutz is hegdish. If by hegdish, you don't say Torah Kedei Dibur, why? Torah Kedei Dibur, you could change your mind? I changed my mind. Do hegdish? No, I don't want to make it hegdish. Zok the stipler, the same thing. When you say zu hegdish, the Torah gave a kayach. That when you say zu hegdish, it's chal dinei hegdish. It's a kayach that a person who says zeh hegdish to zayf something. In a shemayim dinei hegdish achal on something. If you say zu hegdish, the Talmud, the Dina Hegdish, later you say, ain't zu Hegdish, the two Diburim are not equal. They're not equal Diburim. One Dibur has a kayak, one Dibur doesn't have a kayak. The Dibur that has a kayak carries over the Dibur that doesn't have a kayak. Let's look at this diagram. Yes, sir.
Follow up.
What do you think
the
word
that the
I think we have to look all over the place. Wherever there are problems of Tehidei Dibur, it's Manish. I can't say wherever because I'm not a Baki in Shas, but these three cases, the stipler brings, I can think of two more examples that fit beautifully. One is when a person says, I'm a Nazir. And then he says, no, I don't want to be a Nasi. Test day Diva. Can't be Chayzer. And I believe there's an Avdei Meluim. The truth is, who says the words without the whole explanation, he says, when you say Hareini Nazir, it's Chal Dinei Nazir. He can't be Chayzer. What's the Hezber? Chal Dinei Nazir, he can't be Chayzer. Mamish with the disciples saying about Hektish, she's saying about Nazir. Is the Torah gave the word a kayach to do things? So then it's how? What? He says, Abdihu and Benihu, so it shouldn't attack Benihu. What does it say there? Well, because of Zai. Quite the explanation, they should know. Benihu should tell. What? Okay, second. About my brother-in-law got married about 25 years ago. It was by the Eifruf, which was in Skver. And the brother in Skver at the time was Rav Neishloss. So, you know, you go to a place, you visit Hamachacham, you visit him. So, boom, I don't remember why, maybe it was Parshas Bai. He was talking about if Tezden could be Chayzer Teichedei Dibur from saying the Kiddush for Kiddush. That if Tezden passes from Kiddush for Kiddush, so the Mechassinach has a Kiddush, he has a Raya, that you in Mitzvah Dalas, in Mitzvah Kiddush HaChayish, that you can't be Chayzer. And he was talking about, why can't you be Chayzer? And so the Kiddush for Kiddush, he said, I still Kiddush for Kiddush. Why can't you be Chayzer Teichedei Dibur? So I shall sue this whole tyrant. That when Bezda says Makudish, they have a kayach to make it Rishadish. I tell my Tulu Mutoyim, even if it's not really Rishadish. It's like a Hainazi. It's like Hariza Hedish. It's like Shavi Anafshe. The Torah gave a kayach to a certain Dibor, that it's your two eyes. When a Dibor two eyes, it's not equal to the Dibor of Chazara. If it's not equal, so the Chazara is not, it's not Chayzer. It can't be Chayzer if it's something that has a bigger kayak.
Question. I'm not sure.
But I think that when we learn Sudis, we had Rav Shlomo Eger, who said that the same thing is true any time an Eid Echad is Nema Kishnayim, an Eid is Isha. He said the same thing, that if you're Nema Kishnayim, and you say a Haggadah, and you Chayzer Teichedei Dibur, it's not a Chazara. And I think it was with the same cheshbon. I mean, we've learned it with the same cheshbon. That a Haggadah that's Nema Kishnayim, if you chayze from it, so vayte, you have two diburim. One is a strong dibur, and one is a plain dibur. So when you have two equal diburim, the second dibur doesn't carry over the first. When they're equal, so that's part of the chiddush. Teichedei Dibur and Dibur Tami, it's a double chiddush. The Teichedei Dibur is like you set it together. And you have a kayach to choose whichever one you want.
By a bailiff, you would think that the fact that it happened out of sequence makes it that the chiyah to tear kriya now is bigger than the fact that you poured beforehand. It's out of sequence. The guy wasn't lifted then.
So Teichedei Dibur means it wasn't out of sequence, it was simultaneous.
Right, but you should say that the new obligation to tear kriya is stronger than the fact that you tore kriya. And if the fact that it's stronger, that should speak more. And you should have an obligation to tear kriya.
The obligation and the kriya are not a stealer. When a mace dies, he's a mitzvah to rip kriya. He was saying that he did rip kriya. Because he ripped kriya over this mace. It doesn't mean he just happened to rip his clothing. He ripped kriya over this mace as he was dying. How much it is? As he was dying, it's still Teichedei Dibur. Within 3 seconds. That's Teichedei Dibur. So that call, as he was dying, which is not a stira to the chiyuv.
Yeah, but what's the chiyuv to tear or the fact that a person tore?
You don't need that, because when it's simultaneous, mm-hmm. there's no contradiction. When you say benizah and abizah, that's a contradiction. You have to say which is stronger. When he lifts kriya as he's dying, all you need is the chiddush that it's kahadadi. This is nageya with a chakira, and something which sometimes we talk about. If every case of teke de dibur is a case where a person says A, the lady says B, and he wants to change. The person wants B over A. I'm not sure, I don't think there's any place in Shas, or Mefurish or Shulchan Aruch, where a person says A, teke de dibur he says B, and he wants A to change. What would be the din if a person is counting spirit? He says, Hayayin Tisha Yamim Laimer. And it's taken 9 days to the ayin. Hayayin Tisha Yamim Laimer. And Tekhid Dibur, he thinks he made a mistake. So he says, no. He says, Hayayin Asar Yamim Laimer. Does the good Dibur get erased by the follow up bad Dibur? What? So when he said 9, he knew it was the 9th. And when he said 10, he knew it was the 10th. And he thought he knew. So he said, Hayayin Tisha Yamim. At the time he said it, he thought today's the 9th day. Then he realizes, or thinks he realizes, that he made a mistake. He says, "I am Tisha Yav." So, what's the din in such a case? What? That's the play it says. You stay there, stay there without a bracha. What's the halacha?
That's all.
So who's better? Sure doesn't say anything. The person said right first and wrong second. Doesn't say anything. Then I'll see. What would be if someone said, said Yom Chag HaPesach Hazeh, then switch to Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, and it's Pesach. So we'll switch the other way. So there was a sefer here in the yeshiva floating around, and Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, had a psak from Rabbi Yashiv who said it's good, that a second bad dibur doesn't erase a first good dibur. That's true or not true, you never know what's printed. But at least it has such a psak that it's good. I had a raya to it from the Mishnah Berurah, not about the Sfira. The Hilchos Brachos. Mishnah Berurah talks, if you say in the morning, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Malbish Arumim, you switch to Matir Asurim. Tefet Dei Dibur. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you already said Malbish Arumim, he said again by mistake, Baruch Hashem Kamel Chayla Mal Bisharumim, it could be a switch to Mat Yasur. So Shulchan Aruch says, it's good. Take it a deeper, you fixed it. The fixing is good. Shabura says, what happens if you attack a Chayiv in Mal Bisharumim? You say, Baruch Hashem Kamel Chayla Mal Bisharumim, you attack a Chayiv in it, and then you switch it. So Mishnah Berurah says, apply to Mal Bisharumim. The first thing you said remains. Seems to be Tech Dei Dibur doesn't erase a good thing. Like you can only win with Tech Dei Dibur as a sample. No, only the first. The second Dei Dibur will be out. You can say a bracha, just say not your
what?
What?
There's
choice. I think the Mishnah Berurah says though what you said first is the one. What you hit it, it's not a change. It's not something that's what you said. What? He says you go bust. When you go, if the first one was a mistake, then the second one counts. Then the correction counts. Yeah, he got nervous. He wanted to be fair. The Chayruv is a riot to this from Parsha Zohar. See, Timcha Zefer Amalek, Timcha Zefer Amalek. If you hold Tachy Dei Dibur, the second one carries. You should have to stop Tachy Dei Dibur and then say Zecher Amalek or Zecher Amalek. It's a funny thing because we say the Chumrah second, the Dikr is Zecher. With Machmer we say Zecher just in case. Because we're messing ourselves up. Say Dikr Zecher Amalek or Zecher Amalek. You just messed up. You erased the Zecher and you replaced it with Zecher. Huh? It's a newfangled thing, I don't know. Here in Tarbas, the farmers alive, I don't know what they do now, they'd sell the whole pasuk. Why start again the pasuk? There could be others say the whole pasuk. You say the whole pasuk, it's not something they need once. But according to this, it's very good. You don't erase a good thing. You say it is, but the Stakel is saying that the kayach of Tekad Eidibur, what? Perfect. We don't know which is better. So it's like you said, both, and the stronger one counts, which is what the Stakel is saying. If you learn Tekad Eidibur, you can erase what you did before, so then the second one erases the first one. But we understand, like the Stakel is saying, it's a hamshach, it's kilu amram ba'agadi. And the stronger one carries, and the stronger one carries, the correct one carries. This is all very geschmack. The problem that I have is in Cain, what about Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Zabi? When you have witnesses, I understand. A witness says something, and a witness says something else. So a witness, Deber A and Deber B are equal. It's like you said about Hadadi, they're equal. So witnesses could choose and pick, could pick what they're saying is true. Our Gemara is Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Dami. By Hadas Baldin, if I'm Maida to you, then I'm Chayiv something to you. And Tekadei Dibur, I want to go Mechiyiv Luptor. I want to switch Mechiyiv Luptor. So Zakhtar Amah, even if you're Machish Lagamri, you could switch. Right? If it's Mafarish Devarov, so that we have on the board, everyone holds it could do. It's Machish Tzas, that's my place. If you're Machish Lagamri, you can't change. Zakhtar Amah, Tekadei Dibur, you could switch. Chayra, according to the Stifler's rule, shouldn't be able to switch. Because your first words have a nemonis ketrei of Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Dami. If you ask me, do I owe you money? I say yes. And Tekadei Dibur, I want to switch and say no. Chayra, this Gemara contradicts the Stifler's yisai that when you have two things, Tekadei Dibur and Dekadadi, and one is stronger than the other, that the stronger one is the one that carries. Now, Hadas Baldin Kamei Adam Dami L'Chayra should carry. So, it's a mitzvah yashay. If I don't see L'Chayra, this is a stira. For the whole Yisai, which is such a nice Yisai. What?
You're not saying it's fair. We're only taking up it's not like you're saying
$100. Maybe it's different and it's only a hachacha and it's not a haigah. No, that's not the Ramah's case. The Ramah's going on the Mechaber's case. So sure. I don't know. I'd like to investigate. See, you're right. The Stimus Harama is that by Hadas Baldin, Tekadei Dibur works. Maybe the Rama only means it. Be nice to look around. You have to look. Like looking in the encyclopedia. When you look by Hadas Baldin, they have Hadas Baldin. Be very nice. If we can answer this kasha, this type, I'm very happy because at least you say this because type for it. Like I say, it's just so much, so many twice in halacha, it would be a wonderful thing to have each. First of all, it's a great stifler to know. Just answer so many kashas all over the place. And I suspect you'll have, over the years, you'll have other Tekadei Dibur, I suspect we'll answer other kashas. This Nakuda, we could answer it. Maybe this Nakuda would be nice. A nice stifler, it's not a long stifler, it's a Simen Hay, the Chela case, and the Chate. And,
is it the stronger hand that helps you, or is it the stronger hand that helps them?
China that has a stronger Nehemanis and Bezdin carries Yakir, it doesn't help me. And I say, this is my son, it's not my son, it doesn't help me one way or the other. Or if I say Shavi Anashkatesh Yisura, it doesn't help me. It's just something Bezdin accepts more. There are words that Bezdin accepts more. And here also Bezdin accepts more, and thus I'll do. Okay, let's return to the Shakavatari here in the Gemara. Let's not return to Shakavatari in the Gemara. Let's return first to the Agos Sashri from yesterday, which is not only Agos Sashri. The Rambam says, like the Agos Sashri, just the Lashon Agos Sashri is important. We put up here on the board, it's actually still there, the Klolim of when a Baldova could be chosen. Again, the Chiyuv L'Ptor, from a bad taina to a good taina, we have the first column. May Ptor L'Ptor, Dr. Agos Hashri, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, May Ptor L'Ptor, you can always change. Sai Lai Rula, Sai Nark Nahardoi, Sai if you're Mefarish Tavarav, Sai if you're Mefarish Tzah, Sai if you're Mefarish Gomor, Ptor L'Ptor, it's carte blanche, you can always change your time. Why, the Ptor L'Ptor, could you always change your time? Hashem Shas, why could you change? I walk into Bezdin, say, I don't owe you money, because I never borrowed from you. The next day I walk in, I say, no, I remembered I did borrow from you, but I remember I paid you. Why can't I change my time? Why am I near money? Pashup Shat. Right? You all agree? Pashup Shat. I come into Bezdin and you say, oh, your money. I say, Bahadam. Never happened. I come back the next day. I win in Bezdin. You have no rights. I come back the next day. I say, you know, last night I was thinking. I remember I did borrow. But I remember that I paid you as well. Even worse, I say, no, yesterday I was lying. I got all nervous that I lied. So I really did borrow, but I also paid. Zakta Agos Hashri, yeah, you can change. Why could you change? So the language of the Agos Hashri is that you can change because you have a meaning. You have a meaning, you could have stayed with your first Ptor. So you want to change your second Ptor. What do I care? You don't gain anything. Said your first Ptor, and then you change your second Ptor. So maybe you could have stayed with your first Ptor, you could change with your, you could go to your second Ptor. That are the word, those are the words of the Agos Hashri. The Agos Hashri said, the Ma Loi L'Shaker. Why should he lie? Why should he lie? It's code words for Migu. That it's a Migu that he's believed. You're right. You're right. So you're in the kfiras tainu rishon. Okay. Posh pshat. Agos Hashri. Then it's legal, and that's why you can be faced with it. Sois. Simon Pei. So cut and gimel. Says it's not legal. And even though we shine him. Use the Lashon Nigul, use the Agos Hashri, Flav Davka. It's true he has a Nigul, he doesn't need it. The Nigul is really not relevant. He's believed even without the Nigul. Why? Because a person is allowed to change his mind. A person could change his time. We're all used to the idea that you can't change. Why can't you change? Just keep it shaking, Shabbat Chazul Man. That's a didn't aid him. Witnesses can't change their time. Or Mechiyav L'Ptor, you can't change your time. Because, why not? Why Mechiyav L'Ptor can't you change? So, the reason, as we wrote yesterday on the board, is to say, if you might, you owe some more money. If I count your witnesses, you can't come the next day and change. But to change L'Ptor L'Ptor, you could. Why? Because there's no reason not to. That's what the Ktzai says. You could change, because there's nothing prevents you from changing your mind. So once again, Vaidars Baldin Kimei Aidan Dami, we learn from which pasuk? Vaidars Baldin Kimei Aidan Dami. 24 hours ago, then. Vaidars Baldin Kimei Aidan Dami, we learn from he who's there. And that's talking when you're behind yourself. There is a cause, you can't change your mind. Otherwise, you could change your mind. It's a funny thing, people don't realize that people can change their mind. If I tell you, you know, I'm going to give you $100 tomorrow. If you come to me the next day, I say, I changed my mind, I don't want to give you the $100. I did it, I say, I'm not a liar. You tell me I'm a liar, I'm not a liar. Yesterday I intended to give it to you, today I changed my mind. You're not changing your mind. That's not change. Do a kinyan, it's final. I'm allowed to change my mind. That's what you change to. I say, I'm going to give you a gift. And the next day I change my mind. Is there anything wrong? No? I change my mind. If I did it to be mitzahar you, some Russia, how could I be mitzahar you? I didn't do it to be mitzahar you. Yesterday I was intending to give it to you, today I don't want to. A person's allowed to change his mind. It's up to Stifler. It's up to Tzais. You're allowed to change your mind unless the Torah says you can't. If you do a kidney, you can't change your mind. If you're an Eidim, you can't change your mind. If you're Maida Lechiyos, Maida's Bali Kamei Eidim, you can't change your mind. But Miftor Miftor, you're allowed to change your mind because there's no reason not to. Tzais up to Tzais. Tzais brings a raya. More than a raya, mamish a proof. This is sight that's not al tamigo. Again, don't listen. Just understand. We're talking about the tor lo p'tor that you don't need migo. It says in the case I mentioned yesterday at the end of shiur, a person comes into bed. Says, you owe me money. But the nitzvah, I never borrowed from you. That's what he says on Sunday. I never borrowed from you. Monday, he says, you know, I was lying yesterday. I made a mistake yesterday. I really did borrow. I remember I did borrow. You're right. But I paid you back. The halacha is, he's never. On Tuesday, I'll come. On Tuesday, the Teveya brings witnesses that he borrowed. Then it's true that Shimon borrowed money from the Teveya. Brings witnesses. Witnesses that what? That he borrowed. Yeah. On Sunday he said, I didn't borrow. If he had stayed with his time, I didn't borrow, he'd be up the creek. He said, I didn't borrow. He brought anything he borrowed. But now what happened? Monday, he already changed his mind. He said, you know, I can't remember I borrowed. But I paid you. Tuesday, Aidim come, and they say he borrowed. So Shulchan Aruch says that as long as he was Aidim, before the Aidim came, as long as he changed from Tur to Tur before the Aidim came, he's never. It's fine. Aidim don't mess him up. But he also says he borrowed. He says, I borrowed and I paid. Again, you have the case clerk. Sunday he said, I didn't borrow. Monday he said, I borrowed and I paid. Tuesday he didn't say he borrowed. He's off the hook. It's up to concise. 1 minute. In Dinei Nigu, the halach is the opposite. If a person comes to Beza with a shtar that says, I owe him money. And I say, Parua, I paid. The time that you're not them when you pay, shtachah biyadi I buy. So I say, Peru, I'm nigud the mezuyas. I win. I say, I pay, even though you have a shtar, I paid. I have a migo. I could have said the shtar is mezuyas. Peru, I'm nigud the mezuyas. I win. If the owner of the shtar goes the next day and brings aidim that are mekayim the shtar, they take away the migo. They say the shtar is authentic. And I no longer would have had a migo mezuyas. even though yesterday I had a Migo Mizuyah, but today he brings the Eidim to be Mekayim the signatures, I lose my Taina. I lose my Peruah. Peruah is Nehma Migo Mizuyah. If later you bring witnesses to take away my Migo, I lose my Peruah. This is what Rabbi Chanan brought. Explain that you need the Migo has to be with the Kayah HaTaina. If you lose the other Taina, you lose your Migo. So if it goes with Tam Migo, so then if you bring witnesses later, you ruin his Migo. If you bring witnesses that say that he did borrow, so on day two when he says I borrowed and I paid with a Migo I never borrowed, he loses his Migo. Why is he believed to say I borrowed and I paid? So the tzais must be that he doesn't need a Migo. Even without the Migo he's believed. So the tzais, why is he believed? Because a person is allowed to change his mind. If it's not Chiyuv Luptor, you can't change your mind. Chiyuv Luptor, Yehidas Badi Kamei Eidim, the Torah says you can't change your mind. Ptor Luptor, you can change your mind. So you should take the tzais. He's Nema Levisio Parati because he doesn't need an eagle. If he says, and he loses. When he says Perua, and he says Perua to Migo Mizuyah. So the case there is because Perua Be'etzem is not believed. There he doesn't have a kayak to say Perua because it's Shlachu Be'ali my brother. There he needs the Migu. When he needs the Migu, if you take away the Migu, the time of Ptur itself is not a time. Over here, the Ktois is saying that the time of Ptur is a time by itself. It doesn't need the Migu in the first place. There's no Shlachu Be'ali my boy in our case. When the time of Ptur is a time of Be'etzem, then it's good. The Nesivis, it's in an iron test of cut and dollar. Two line Nesivis. He also says you don't need a Migu, Mator Luptor. But he says things with a slightly different knach, and you'll see in a minute in Afghanistan. He says you don't need a Migu, Mator Luptor. But there's a Svara. And he says that when a person has kindness of Ptur, Ovid Inish She'ena Medagdik B'Tainaisa. When a person comes to me with a tviya, and I can easily get away from him with any taina, he has no proof, he says I owe him money. Ovid Inish Dolei Medagdik B'Tainaisa. You come, you say, I owe you money. I say, I never borrowed, I borrowed and I paid. Whatever I'm going to say, since it's an easy case, when a person's a tuft in Torah, he analyzes what he says. Certain things might be mechayivim. But he could say anything he wants, of an image, the Lord Medagdip of Tainaisav, a person of Torah, it easily confuses different Tainas. And that's why you're Nemam of Torah of Torah. So it's Knech different. The Ktsai says, that Torah of Torah, you can change your mind, because people are allowed to change their mind. The Sivis, I don't know why he doesn't say what the Ktsai says, but he says that there's a nature of an Adam, She'ena Medagdik B'Tainaisa, from Ptur L'Ptur, people make mistakes. But they both agree, from Ptur L'Ptur, you do not need a Migu. I'd like to add a Nekuda to this. Okay? Before I go back to these are the Klolim, Halacha of Tayyin, the place of the Tayyin. Learn it here because this is the Sunya and these are the Klalim. I'd like to add one stage. Yesterday I mentioned to you the Shita of the Ri Adarabi, Aleph Dalet Reish Vezur. Ri Adarabi, which is quoted in the Ksais, Simen Pei, Sukkot and Bez. The Ri Adarabi said that the rules we have on the board, there's one set of rules of Chiyuv to Ptur,
and one set of rules of Torah to Ketorah. But yeah, the rabbi said a tremendous thing. He said that if a person is saying something that he thinks practice him, in his mind it's a good time. He's not Maharetz. He thinks it practice him. But really it's Mechayit him. So that has a din of Tayyim and Torah. If he thinks the path is in, he could change his mind. So I said, what are you talking about? If it's Mechayit him, my daughter's about to come here, then you can't change. If it's Mechayit him, you can't change. What is what he thinks? He thinks the path is in. So my daughter's about to come here, then dummy. Why does it help? Because he thinks the path is in. Now, how do you know what he thinks? You see the way he tends to bed, and he walks into bed. And he says, the example I gave you yesterday, he says, it's my karaka, I was here 3 years. He thinks if you're there 3 years, it becomes yours, which is not true. It's most of the Klal things that if you're in a place 3 years, it becomes yours. We all know, even if you're there 100 years, chazaka without a tie is not a chazaka. But he doesn't know that. He thinks, if there 3 years, it's mine. He's going to lose. But before Bezdin says he's going to lose, he says, you know, he changes his time, but Torah. So if the Riyad, the Rabbi, it could change. For the Ketzais, it could change. That's Mechiyav L'Ptor. Mechiyav L'Ptor, you can't change. So the connection that I want to add is if the Riyad, the Rabbi, held like this Mesivis, it's very good. If the Riyad Rabbi held like this Nesivis, it's very geschmack. What did Nesivis say? That when a person tain is a p'tor, he's not medagdic. A person tain is a p'tor, he thinks he's there 3 years, he doesn't have to tain. The p'tor, the p'tor, and the medagdic p'tain ha'isav. He thinks that it's an easy din taira, I'm there 3 years, I'm going to win. The other year, I'm going to win. I always have this, people come to me, Cheshem Mishpat Shailos, I learned the hard way. Whenever someone tells me Chesh Mishra, I tell you, you have to go to the other side together to someone to ask Mishra. Because whenever one side presents it, it always ends up, or most of the time ends up, that he's right. Especially when it's an argument. Usually ends up he's right. Very often they leave out important details of the sikhsuch. When people come, they always say, but my friends told me that I'm right. Friends always tell a person, yeah, you're right. For sure you're right. You don't have to go to the Torah, they tell them, you're sure right. The Riyad Rabbi is talking about such a person. He comes in, he's sure he's going to win. He's there 3 years. He has all his friends. They all told him, you're there 3 years. You have a chazaka. So now, he finds out, it's not so. Nevertheless, when he said his tiny, he was tiny with Torah. According to Tzais, what's the difference what he thinks? But according to the Nesivis, it's very geschmack. So if the Nesivis, if he thinks he's potter, ain't on the medakli for tiny eyes of the Torah. It's very geschmack, the sheet of the Yad Rabbi, if you go with this. Okay, let's see. Last pieces of Gemara. The Gemara has a bunch of cases in which they're Maida. Umaida Ula. Back to the Gemara. Umaida Ula. This one we already learned actually. Ula said you could be Chayza V'tayin. Is Maida Hechad Amalei Shalavai Sai V'moi Shalavai Secha Ein Etayin V'Chayza V'tayin. What's that case? That's case number 3 on the board. Someone contradicts himself outright. Ula's Maida. You contradict yourself outright. You're not chayz of a tie. That's an easy one. You can't contradict yourself. Vehecha davakoy beidina v'loita v'asam avroi v'tayin ain't a chayz of a tie. This is a tremendous chiddush. If you could tain in bed, you did. You walked out. You come back. My time at tanase agmere. Tremendous chiddush. You ever heard of such a thing? L'chayshish that someone taught him to lie. Bad Sunday has a kayach to tain. The chayshish, someone taught him to lie. Never heard of such a thing.
Why should he? If he has a kayak to tie, let him tie this. Not, not. Zok to Rashbam, this chashash is only in case number two, with machish ktsas. If it's machish ktsas, which means that Bezin says this is fishy anyway, there's something wrong, it's a bit of a stira. If you're machish ktsas, then Rechaysh is someone taught you. The Rashbam is medagdik. If you look at the Rashbam, kol echad avakoy begin of Eloitan, the last narrow line. Eloitan tikkun devar marishayin. Ela achshi yotem bebezin. Chazal bebezin. Tikkun devar marishayin. Eina chayz betayin. Hecha. The machish ktsas. If you machish ktsas, oh, so then, machish ktsas anyway, it's a chiddush to believe you. Right, so we have this thing that if you go out, it's too late. In the Shita, he brings from the Rashba, not like this Rashbam. Maybe in the Farish Devarav, you can't come back. What? How's it? Right. If you're a Farish, because there is not Machish Tzas. You're right. The Tosis seems to us like the Rashba. Okay, you'll see, we'll see Taki, right, in the next line. But Kapanim, the Rashba argues with this Rashba. Let's see the next line of Gemara. Umaydin Arda, Hecha da Amale Shalavai Seishalachu Me'avai Secha, the Chayz of the Tain. That's good. If you say, Shalavai Seishalachu Me'avai Secha, that's line number one, you're Mefarish Devara. So the Abaitim is no Mechleikis, Chayz of the Tain. Behecha Dishtoi Nili, Miavroi, Veloitoi. Va'asala Beidina Vitoi, the Chayz of the Tain. If a person was arguing out of Bezdin, and he didn't say his Taina, he comes to Bezdin and he says his Taina, so what he said outside of Bezdin doesn't count, my Tama, of an Inish, the way Megali Tana say Elul Beidina. Yesterday we called this Mishata Hayisi, that someone outside of Bezdin, if he says something, he can say I was joking. If he neglects to say something, so you could say, Ovid Inish Lulay Megala Tanase Chutz LeBezdin. Generally speaking, if you don't say Atem Eidai, then Chutz LeBezdin doesn't count. Taisis Umaydin Ardoi says, Mesap Galari Hechad Enafik Lebroi V'chaz Avas LeBezdin Nimatz LeMei Mahach. This Taisis seems to be the Sufik and Machlaikis, the Rashbam and the Rashba. When you want to be Mefarish Devarav, and you're not Machish Ktas, if a person could, if a person went out, I'll be Chayshish that someone taught it to him. Machlaikis, the Rashbam and the Rashba, what? Umay the Nardai, in the Evitais only going on the Nardai. You want to make this also Machlaikis Nardai in Ula? Could be. Why? The answer to that, why do we only sometimes say someone taught him Italian? The answer is really that we never say someone taught him Italian. If someone comes to Bezdin with Italian, it could be someone did teach him Italian, someone didn't. The person has a class to walk into Bezdin. To create a chashash is a chiddush also. So to say that we always chayshish is too much of a chiddush. The Rashbam is saying we prefer such a nu chashash that cannot say admirei. We die lecha bechidushai. If it's machish ktsas, so then we'll say such a thing. Now it's machish lekam. The Gemara ends. Amar meima no na adaya no besfirali tayin vechayz v'tayin. So I'm not sure what he's saying. Is he saying that you have it wrong? Or is he saying that not all Nardai agree? And the Rashbam says that not all Nardai agree. Some Nardai hold that way, and not all Nardai hold that way. A Kapanim Hilchas Tayin, the Chayz of Tayin. This is the Maskana of the Sugya Tayin, the Chayz of Tayin. Okay, get the rules down clear, and we move on to Trade Israel.